That is live here on the night shift, 133353. Is the telephone number? I'm going to play the quickie for you. We don't like a quickie rolling over the weekend. We'd like to get a winner on a Friday. So here it is. Tell me the name of this song and the name of the artist. You get a Triple M T-shirt. What song is this? You with me? What song is this? I'll give you a clue in a second, but just before I give the clue, I want to see if Mr. Smarty Pants can guess it.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, radio and television legend, Tim Webster, here on...
Yeah, righto. That's the shortest one you've ever done.
No, it's up there.
Yeah, got to be.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a... Because you're clever, I think you'll get it when I give you the clue, but I don't want you to blurt it out.
No, not
Here is the clue. I'll give it to you again. Here is the song. I want the name of the song. I want the name of the artist. The clue is G flat major.
G flat major. Now there's a chord progression.
I'll put you back to Jess when you're finished with me, and she'll tell you, and you tell me if that's a bloody great clue. It's a really good clue.
G-flat major, okay.
G-flat major. Tim Webster on his way to work at 2CH in Sydney doing breakfast. What's up, buddy?
Buddy, I'm going on holidays today, so I won't hear you on my way to work for a month. I just want to wish you and your listeners all the best, and Jesus, let's all hope it's a much better 2022, eh?
Can you, Timmy Webster, thank you, mate. Jess and I are off on the 17th. For 3 weeks. Can you explain how come every time there's a new strain of this bastard, it always happens going into Christmas or a major holiday?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's in charge of all of this. Look, I'm not prepared to go into flat panic just yet. I know it's starting to sound not good, but the whole key to it, mate, has been the double vaccination thing, and we're, what, nearly 93% in New South Wales now. I think we might have taken the foot off the pedal because December 15 was our freedom day. But, you know, the Premier's not gone into a flat panic, and I'm not prepared to. And I know it's particularly for my listeners, mate, who are a lot of them are elderly, and it worries them. And I worry, Luke, that all of this just panics them, makes them more concerned than they should be, and getting fearful of not being able to see their friends and family for Christmas. It's a concern. It is. That's
can you try and explain something to me? Because my understanding is that these people that have arrived in Sydney Airport from Doha, from South Africa, my understanding is that they were tested before they got on the plane and they were negative. They are all fully vaccinated. We do not allow anyone into the country that's not fully vaccinated, and we do not allow anyone into the country that hasn't been tested and proven negative before they get on the plane. So I'm tipping that they were infected but proved or tested negative but then positive when they get off the plane.
Yeah, well, that's just bad luck, isn't it? But that's the incubation period, and maybe this strain is in your system a bit longer until you turn up with a positive test.
That's so. What I'm saying now is everybody that comes into Australia now that this thing is going off, do we say everybody coming into Australia now has to have 14 days not in self-isolation but in controlled isolation? Is that the next step?
Yeah, I think so. Look, you know, there's a lot of criticism of Mark McGowan in Western Australia that he's too draconian and too tough. But, mate, he's kept COVID out of his state. And as you've been saying for a long time, his mandate in that last election was extraordinary. I think it's the biggest win in state politics probably ever. So, you know, we can be critical of him and Anastasia Palaszczuk and all the things they've done. I'm not a big fan of Anastasia Palaszczuk, I have to say, because I think she's played politics from the beginning. But I think just to make everybody feel a lot more safe and comfortable, I don't think that's going to be too draconian for people if you want to come back in here. And that's the problem, mate. My heart breaks because you've got people who have got all the hope in the world. I think they're coming home to see their family for Christmas, and now this confronts them. But if you're coming back now, it's what, the 4th of December, add 2 weeks, and it's still going to be Christmas, but it's going to be close.
Tim Webster has rung in on his way to work, as he does from time to time, radio and television star. Tim is also a sports guru, not just a music guru, and he follows politics very, very closely. There's a couple of questions I want to ask you. First of all, very, very quickly, Tim, we find out this week that Bali is seriously struggling. Just 43 travellers visited Bali in the first 9 months of this year. The year before, 6.3 million. Just think about that and how that's affected Bali's economy. What are we obligated at all here in Australia to help Bali's economy out? Do we subsidise vaccinations and get Indonesia vaccinated? Because as somebody pointed out to me yesterday, and I was talking about this on Paul Murray Live yesterday, what about the Australian hospitality industry, the pubs, the clubs, the tourist operators who have also struggled here in Australia? Why should we be subsidising Bali and Indonesia's economy when we should be supporting ours? Your thoughts?
Okay, first thing, I think the first world owes it to the third world to really get on board and get them some vaccines and get them to them as soon as possible. Now, that means all of us, the Americans, the Brits, the Europeans, Australia, because we can do that. So that's the first thing we do, get them the vaccines, because as I said, that's the key to the whole thing. The whole world has to be vaccinated if we're going to get some protection against this thing. The whole world. And we need to help. And I mean the countries that have got the wherewithal, the money, the resources to do that. So that's number one. Your number two, mate, I'm sorry, but at my age, charity begins at home. If I go on a holiday, it's going to be here, not Bali. And I feel terribly sorry for them. But, I was watching something on television. The absolute hoops you got to go through to go and have a holiday in Tonga. And I'm just not prepared to do that. Young people probably are, and that's fine. But you've got to be tested when you get off the plane, tested at the resort. It's got to be a bona fide resort that ticks all the boxes. So, mate, first thing, vaccinate the world. Second thing, me, and it's only me speaking, I'm going to holiday at home first before I go anywhere else.
Well, there you are. Final question, because you've got to go and I've got to go. I'm running late. Bathurst 1000 this weekend. It was postponed because of COVID, but it's finally on. You're a motorsport fanatic. I know that. You love Bathurst. What are your thoughts about this weekend?
I do love Bathurst. And I was in Bathurst, as you were, and up there recently for Pecky, which was a lovely day and night we spent up there. Have you got the vibe like you normally have? Because I'm trying to work up to it, mate. I'm trying to work up to the vibe. I'll get it. But because it's such an expectation, it was always at the same time every year and interrupted. I wonder how many of your... I've got a real redhead listener, Harry. He's a courier from Picton. And he hasn't gone up this year, and he normally does. For that same reason, Lukey, the hoops you've got to jump through, the regulations that are in place for it. But look, when it starts and it's on the telly, I'll be there watching, having a beer like you.
Yeah, and I'll be going for Holden.
Of course you will.
Not that these days. Look, can you believe it? Tim, the day is coming, and I don't know when, but the day is coming when we'll be watching electric cars go around Bathurst.
Yeah, we are. I don't think we can escape that. And I tell you what, with my listeners, as you know, they're a bit older. Every time I bring this subject up, oh, mate, they go off. And they're saying, well, that's all very well, but, I'm in a four-wheel drive going across the Nullarbor.
Yeah.
Where's the charging station?
I know.
How far do I get?
I know, but you look at how technology does move when there's a need for it. You look at how the internet, you look at how mobile phones changed and improved so fast. Widescreen TVs. Look, when there's a need, where there's a want, technology will catch up. And when the petrol runs out, or governments mandate against petrol guzzling cars, where they're going to get the $17.5 billion fuel excise from, I don't know. That's another topic. But you watch, things will rapidly improve when there's a need for it. Timmy Webster, we love you, mate. I love it when you ring in on your way to work. And let's catch up soon.
Yeah, well, mate, I'll be back in January. I'm away for a few weeks. I'm going to go early and come back early. So to you and all of your listeners, have a safe and happy Christmas. And let's really hope we get rid of this thing. And next year's a better one, mate.
Good on you, champion. Have a great day. Have a great break.
Bye, buddy. See ya.
Tim Webster on his way to work. He often rings in.